Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, really quick, because I want to get into this. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, if you would like to call in. We're going to be talking about, so you say that you want to win the lottery. And I'm here to tell you, after I share this information with you, you're going to say, think again. But I'll tell you who wants you to win the lottery, and I'm not going to get into that right now, but that's what we're going to be highlighting, and it's going to make you very angry. People need to think about why these things are taking place in this country. All the way up until 1919 to 1933, did you know that you couldn't even buy alcohol in America? Did you know that? Did you know that there was no gambling? If you wanted to partake with any of that, you had to go over to the southern border, go into Mexico to do all that kind of stuff. And the list goes on. And the things that have been, well, legalized against God's moral law in making war against God's moral law, Exodus 20, are the new norm. I mean, just think about this, folks. There was no Las Vegas up until the end of the beginning of the 30s. And why was that? Because it was all illegal. Well, what's the difference between a lottery and what's going on in Las Vegas? Absolutely nothing. It is against the law. And there was a reason that it was against the law, and I'll show you why. And guess who's capitalizing off of lotteries and casinos more than the said government? Nobody! All right, good. I think I just kind of gave you a hint as to what we're leading up to. Before we get to that, there's much talk about getting out there and voting. You all the well know, Stalin was right when he said it. At least it was accredited to Stalin. It doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. And they want to keep giving you the impression that your vote really matters. Folks, it does matter as long as you see it through. Because we know that there's massive, massive voter fraud going on in this country. Furthermore, they want you to believe, for example, the likes of a Joe Biden are the people's votes. And you know that, as a matter of fact, there's nothing further from the truth than just that. Remember, on the campaign trail, literally at times there was not one person in show of support of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. Even after the presidential inauguration, when Kamala Harris came back to L.A. County, Orange County in California, where there resides over 7 million people, do you remember they took a picture of the people that welcomed her home? Did you realize, Americans, that there was only two people that showed up in support of her coming back to L.A.? Waving at her. Remember we showed you all of this on videos? The mainstream media was telling you, folks. See, the illusion is, and here's the deception. The deception is they want you to believe that it was you and the majority of the American people that voted them into the position that they're in today. Folks, it's not true. It's not true. And what's sad about it is even having a conversation with a guy that sharpened a chainsaw for me, having a conversation with him, we're saying the same things. You know, everybody's saying the same things for the most part in America, where there resides 329.5 million people. You know who's speaking out against them or stands obstinate to the American people? Your politicians that are incumbent by voter fraud. Americans, you did not vote these people in. They are plants. They are put into position, and for the most part, the options that you are given are hand-delivered by the powers that are tolerated by the American people. Folks, remember, the right wing, right, and the left wing, they're both the same wings on the same bird. They're the powers that are tolerated, that are delivering them up to you. So regardless of who you choose, or so they would have you believe, they win. Okay, this has to stop. It has to stop. And don't tell me about how we have to vote for the lesser of two evils. No, both powers, both the right and the left, unconstitutional. We're a constitutional republic, as you well know, especially those that listen to this show on a 24/7 basis, 6 days a week over the last 17 years. You all the well know that the Constitution does not give provision to a party system. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We're ruled by law, okay? So I just want you to be clear that when you see a Biden, that when you see in the state of Minnesota a Tim Walz or a Keith Ellison, folks, we all the well know that there's 5.3, 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota. Talk to each other. You're going to find out that you didn't vote for Ellison. You didn't vote for Tim Walz. And when you look at the counties throughout the state, folks, you can clearly see that they did not receive the vote from the people. So how is it that they're in there? They're in there on the illusion that's been given by the mainstream media, those that are setting the propaganda narratives, that you voted them in there. No, you did not vote them in there, Americans. And if you did, why is it that they're working against we the people rather than for the people? Why are they working on the behest of a foreign entity running counter to the U.S. Constitution rather than upholding the very enumerated laws that they promised that they would uphold? Because we did not vote them in. They have been put in. They're plants, and they are controlled opposition every given step of the way. And if you think otherwise, folks, you got to be seriously out of your mind. The people did not vote Joe Biden in. Go to New York. Did they vote Hochul in? Absolutely not. Go to Oregon. Did they vote her in? Go to Michigan. Did they vote her in? Go to Ohio. Did they vote it in? No, absolutely not. And I mean it. I mean, that is one sick cookie. But did the people in Ohio vote him in? Absolutely not. The mainstream media gets their candidates and then they begin to push them, right? And again, what's the illusion? That you have been given options. No, you have not. Let me go back to Donald Trump and Joe Biden over the last election cycle. There was over 1,162 different options. But the only ones that you seen or heard from were the ones that they put in as your options. You need to begin to think as to how this all works. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2. Don't go for the lesser of two evils. Vote in the person that you want to be there, that's qualified to be in office, that is there to do what they promised that they would do. Do not take it that your lesser of two evils is the only option. Don't go down that road. Again, read 2 Chronicles 19:2. Now, what I'm going to do when I come back is I want to cover a couple of these really quick, just the voter fraud, and to prove the point. As a matter of fact, you guys all remember on social media platforms I'm showing you right now, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs won by 53% over that of Carrie Lake, 47%. This was Fox 10 in Arizona. This was 2 weeks before the elections even took place. Oh, and by the way, they still haven't, but yet they already gave you the election results. How is that working? It proves the point. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Yeah, I hear you, Suzanne. I do. I've seen your quote. Give me that actual quote, would you? Because I've seen that several times before. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to join us on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page. Subscribe to that page. Also, visit us on our store, and we thank you for the orders, but do consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty to keep us out there, folks. Nobody's busier than this ministry is. I can guarantee you that on so many different levels. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want you to listen to this shameful, shameful human being, unabashed, brazen. And it's not going too far, friends, to call this human being an abomination. And, you know, the people, even that his handlers that control him, tell him what to say, what to do, so on and so forth. I mean, you know what's sad about all of it? When they don't need him anymore, they're going to throw him away. But the fact of the matter is, folks, this is the man that is supposed to be the representative of the free world under God. And I am embarrassed at every given step. But I want you to listen to what he has to say. We were just talking about voter fraud during the first segment. I want you to listen to what he has to say again. And understand who's setting this narrative. It is not the people. It's the corrupt politicians with hand in glove with the corrupt media that are setting this narrative to divide the people one against another. Listen to this.
For the first time since the national election of 2020, once again, we're seeing record turnout all over the country.
Yeah, that don't want you in office there, dog.
We want Americans to vote. We want every American's voice to be heard. Now we have to move the process forward.
Now, by the way, he's using communistic terms and slogans. We have to move it forward. We have to move it forward. That was the slogan for the communists, just so you know.
We know that more and more ballots are cast in early voting or by mail in America. We know that many states don't start counting those ballots until after the polls close on November 8th. That means in some cases we won't know the winner of the election for a few days, until after, a few days after the election.
Really? For a few days?
It takes time to count all legitimate ballots.
Takes time. Wow.
In a legal and orderly manner.
Wow.
It's always been important.
That is unless they win, right?
Now it's
that only applies to those
to be patient
that want
well.
These people voted out.
That's how it's supposed to work.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
This is also the first election since the events of January 6th.
Yep. See who keeps...
When the armed, angry mob stormed the U.S. Capitol.
Armed, angry mob. Armed, angry mob. Is he talking about the FBI informants, the paid provocateurs? I'm curious, because that's who they're throwing the narrative on, friends, is the American patriots. Not on those that were responsible for January 6th. This narrative continuously goes forward, and it's promulgated because the people put up with it. Listen to this. This is criminal at every given step, to say the least.
I wish I could say the assault on a democracy had ended that day.
Assault on a democracy. I mean, you could barely say it, as you could clearly hear. An assault on democracy. Again, friends, every president since Ronald Reagan has continuously reiterated the point that we are a democracy. No, we are not.
As I stand here today, there are candidates running for every level of office in America, for governor, Congress, Attorney General, Secretary of State, who won't commit, they will not commit to accepting the results of elections that they're running in. This is the path to chaos in America.
They're the ones creating all the chaos, yep.
It's unlawful.
It's unlawful, but it is what the American people tolerate, because we already know who, in fact, is responsible for creating the chaos. And if you haven't paid attention, you need to listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show, morning and afternoon.
And it's un-American.
And it's you're right, it is.
I've said before, you can't love your country only when you win. This is no ordinary
They're
year.
Browbeating.
So I ask you to think long and hard.
Is he telling you, friends?
About the moment we're in.
Why is he telling you this?
In a typical year.
Think.
We're often not faced with questions of whether the vote we cast will preserve democracy or put us at risk.
There's no truth in this devil, John 8:44. He is a devil. Don't get me wrong. He's an empty uniform.
I hope you'll make the future of our democracy an important part of your
decision. See how he said it three times now.
How you vote.
This is how you brainwash and ignorant people further.
Each candidate you might vote for, will that person accept the legitimate will of the American people, of the people voting in his district or her district?
Listen to this, folks.
Will that person accept the outcome of the election, win or
lose? Let me ask you the question. How many people in their right mind in this country are going to vote for someone that's going to steal away their rights? I'm curious. Nobody in their right mind is going to do that. And see, what they're doing is forecasting already as to what they're going to do. And they're saying, well, you know, this criminal's saying here, Treasonous Joe, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. Treasonous Joe is sitting here saying right now, friends, you can't only love America when your favorite candidate wins. Keep in mind, they're the ones that are delivering them up for the most part. At least the ones that you're hearing from. Why is he talking this direction, friends? Is he forecasting? Americans, it's up to you to put a stop to this. It really, truly is.
Or lose. The answer to that question is vital. And in my opinion, it should be decisive.
The people that are handling him just got
to
be laughing at him every step of the way.
The future of the country we love so much and the fate of the democracy that has made so much
Four
possible.
Times he said it now. Four times in 2 minutes, friends. Four times he said democracy in 2 minutes. Okay? I want to remind you of this. I threw it at you during the end of the last segment. Katie Hobbs, somehow or another, won by 53% over Carrie Lake, just to show you the massive voter fraud taking place and how the mainstream media is being used to continuously set the narrative. Okay? 47% voted for Kari Lake. Okay? I want you to remember something here, friends. This was 2 weeks ago. Okay? I'm sorry. October 27th. That was 11 days ago, 3 days short of 2 weeks ago. That Katie Hobbs already won by 53% over that of Kari Lake, 47%. And again, I want you to pay attention to the fact that they always drive the line right down the center, which it is not true. They want you to believe that Americans are divided one against another. This is straight from the communist playbook. I don't know how to make it any more clear than that. Read Mark 3:25. A house divided against itself will not stand. I have some video right here. And this guy, his name is Clinton Eugene, Clint Curtis, who is an American attorney, a computer programmer, and an ex-employee of NASA and ExxonMobil, so you're going to have to take him for who he says he is, right? He told the world in open testimony that voting machines are not only hackable to determine an election, but that he designed the program to do it in 2000. He told you, this is some of the things that I've told you before, friends. They can even tell you that they're responsible for committing the crime, and the people say it's conspiratorial. Or I'm sorry, it's a conspiracy theory. Forgive me. It's insane. Look at this. He's telling you he's responsible for rigging the elections. He created the machine.
Please state your full name for the record.
My name is Clinton Eugene Curtis.
He's even telling you they can rig them to go in favor of whoever that they so choose.
Could you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I work for in Oviedo, Florida.
He's telling you.
And we say, did just that. It would rig an election.
It would flip the vote 51-49.
See that? Whoever you 51-49, it would go to whoever they wanted to win. Okay? He just told you. He's the one that created the machine. He's the one that just told you that it was rigged. He told you that he designed the program, and they can flip it 51-49, whatever direction they want it to go to. And again, pay attention to the fact that it's always divided. It's always divided. Folks, no, it's not. It's amazing how people agree with each other all across the boards, but yet we keep getting these polling numbers that shows us that we're divided. I haven't found that yet. Can somebody help me with that? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer confidence in the housing market is hitting an all-time low. Fannie Mae's monthly survey assessing attitudes towards owning and renting a home found just 16% of Americans said now is a good time to buy. That's the lowest share of respondents since the survey started in 2011. Meanwhile, the percentage of those who say now is a good time to sell fell from 59% to 51% in October. 37% of respondents said they expect prices to drop over the next year. The survey comes as high home prices and mortgage rates fuel affordability concerns. A respiratory virus called RSV is overwhelming children's hospitals across the country. For young kids, the symptoms of RSV are worse than COVID. The CDC says an estimated 100 to 500 children die from complications every year. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was going to say one more thing about that, too. Isn't it interesting when you do have a legitimate candidate? A legitimate candidate. Isn't it interesting the incumbent won't openly debate that legitimate candidate? That's another thing that you need to pay attention to, friends. That's another thing that you need to pay attention to. I'm going to take Steve really quick before I get to the hot topic of, so you say that you want to win the lottery. Think again. Welcome to the show, Steve. What say you, my friend?
Well, every time I see poor Joe speak, I feel like I got to go over there with the ambulance and take him back to the memory care and tell them to get a better lock on the door. But other than that, I find that the only way you can lose a rigged game is by playing. So, of course, Waltz wouldn't want to debate because he doesn't want us say anything to help them lose the rigged game.
It's pretty insane and very telling, to say the least. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty sad. You look at what they've done to health care, and it's such a mess. And you got some of the people that are awake about it, but you got other ones that are just in la-la land. It's really disappointing because it's so obvious, but Dietrich Bonhoeffer, I think in one of his letters he wrote, he said that stupidity was a moral problem, not an intellectual problem, because to be stupid, you'll ignore any amount of evidence there is to stay in your stupidity. And if the one theme of COVID has been, no matter what the evidence is, you know, they're going to ignore it no matter what.
Yep, they are.
You just can't teach them. So
And they're also the first ones to call you a conspiracy theorist when you highlight the issues in which we all face today, because they just want to go along with the deception and the delusion that it's not real, when everybody and their dog, cat, hamster, and parakeet know that we're having to face these issues for real, to say the least.
Yeah, and, you know, there are. I got some friends that are running, and it's kind of tough because, you know, they want to do what they can, but, you know, they're going to be up against so much, you know. And the one friend, I told her, you know, the biggest thing you're going to have to do is keep them from ruining you, because when you get there, the entire goal will be to wreck you and to keep them from doing it. I don't know if I could stay honorable if I was there. I mean, it's everything. You know, how do you swim in a sewer and not get dirty?
Yep, that's right. Yep.
Well, that's where somebody needs to clean it up.
Well, that's right. But here's the thing, you know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. And I trust that if we're the Lord's business, he's the one that's going to be doing the washing in the first place and the separating at the end of the day. And there's so many different ways we could take that as a conversation, even concerning what you just highlighted, Steve, that's really whom we're going to have to trust in all that we're called to do. I mean, there was a David and there was a Saul. Look at all. Can you imagine the stuff that was going on between Saul's camp and David's camp during that particular time? And every set of, you know, you get my point?
Well, yeah, and David, they said he was a man after God's own heart. And yet, look at all the trouble he had staying on the street and
everything. I know. I mean, that's right.
I always think, you know, I only do it with God's help, because without him, it's such a daunting task to do, you know, what needs to be done. And even with him, it's still, you look at it, it's such a mountain to climb.
It is. It is. And it's hard to stay there sometimes. Steve, for the sake of time, I need to get to my topic. I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Yeah, well, at least we got God on our side. That's the main thing. Without him, there wouldn't be nothing. You know, I wouldn't be able to get out of bed in the morning. So,
amen. Amen.
Everybody remember, we got him.
Amen. Amen. And that's where we should go anyways. Thanks for the call, Steve. By the way, concerning those that are just in la-la land, as Steve talked about, go to Amos 6, 1 through 3. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion, going down to verse 3. You that put away far away the evil day, you are the ones that are responsible for causing the seed of violence to come near. You that are at ease at Zion, those that sit back and do nothing, those that sit there and name people that are telling you the truth to avoid the consequences, prevention is better than cure, you are the ones that are responsible for bringing this about, because you want to believe that it's a theory when in fact you've seared your conscience at every given step. And the Bible says you'll be the first to go to the sword. Just remember that. That's all scriptural, friends. You'll be the first to go to the sword, especially those that call themselves Christians and they turn not from their sin. The Lord said that very specifically in the book of Amos. So with that said, friends, let's get over to this, because I'm looking forward to this one. I really am. So you say that you want to win the lottery. I'm going to break this up into two different parts. I got two segments left. And I want to show you first and foremost the people that have won the lottery. Okay? So this is the sad tale of Lotto Lout, Michael Carroll. He was the self-styled king of shops who turned out and turned up to collect his $9.7 million in the UK and his winnings wearing an electronic offender's tag. Now listen to what happened after he won the lottery in the UK. After winning, he used his money on drugs, gambling, and thousands of prostitutes, only to end up on the back of the dole after 8 years of living the Lotto life. In other words, he was a welfare case. He was a loser. Carroll said to the Daily Mail, "The party has ended and it's back to reality. I haven't got two pennies to rub together, and that's the way I like it. I find it easier to live off 42 dole than a million." He sounds pretty chipper given to the details of his story, which involve his wife leaving him and taking their daughter with her, and the loss of $100,000 over 8 years in payments to prostitutes, among other rather than grave financial mistakes in which he made. Let's go to Evelyn Adams. She won the New Jersey lottery twice, not once. Oh, my goodness. How does that happen? How does lightning strike twice? Well, it did in favor of this woman, or was it? You ready for this? Evelyn Adams, again, she won the New Jersey lottery twice in 1985 and in 1986, raking in $5.4 million. Today, the money is all gone, and Adams lives in a trailer, and she writes Ellen Goodstein in a story titled Unlucky in Riches. Adams said, I was a big-time gambler. I didn't drop $1 million, but it was a lot of money. I made mistakes. Some I regret, some I don't. She said, I'm human. I can't go back now, so I'll just go forward one step at a time. Folks, wow, look at this. It's pretty crazy. And the Bible talks about riches gained this way that they're just going to go away. And that's exactly right. In 1998, William Budd Post III won $16.2 million in the Pennsylvania lottery, only to later wish it had never happened. That's because after he won the lottery, Bud's brother hired a hitman to try to kill him and his sixth wife and was arrested for doing so. Other relatives made him invest in businesses that never paid off. A landlady made him give her a third of his winnings. And Post spent time in jail for firing a gun over the head of a bill collector. He declared bankruptcy and in 2006, at the age of 66, died of respiratory failure at a Pittsburgh area hospital. This is all given unto us by the Washington Post. Then there's Victoria Zell. So you say you want to win the lottery, do you, friends? Well, let's listen to this next one. Victoria Zell, who won an $11 million Powerball jackpot with her husband in 2001, only to end up in a Minnesota prison, after being convicted of a drug and alcohol-induced collision that killed one and paralyzed another. This just goes to show you winning the Powerball doesn't guarantee you happiness. No. And I said it yesterday, speaking of covetousness. Nobody warned of covetousness more than Jesus Christ himself. Right? Nobody did. Matter of fact, in Luke 12:15, he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. In Matthew 16:26, he said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Or what can he give in exchange for his soul? By the way, it starts out with the law that drove us to the Christ. Okay? The 10th commandment is, thou shall not covet, desire that which belongs unto another. And if you go to Mark 10, starting in that of 17, all the way down to the end of 25, it talks about it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hey, folks, lose the world, gain the soul. And speaking of riches, isn't it interesting how none of these people were happy even winning the Powerball? Or the lotteries in their prospective countries or states. Some people are so poor, that's all they have is money. And there's a reason the Lord told us to be aware of it. You listen to rich people all day long, folks. Many of them will say, I wish people could have everything that they desire, only to find out that's not what they want. That's not really what they want. Many times that's what we have to do. And I want to say this, too, because this comes to my aid right now. Many of you people are out there saying that the Lord doesn't answer prayers. Well, I want to tell you something. The prayer that's probably not answered, as you would say, was answered. The Lord didn't give you something to put in place of him. And that's why he did answer it. You're just not hearing it the way that he said it. And when he said, thou shalt not covet, it means just that. He's not going to bless you with something that's going to take you away from him. He first has to have your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And if you go to, that's Jeremiah 29:11-13, and then I'm thinking of Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. And not until then. Let's stick to the word, folks. We're going to come right back. I'm going to give you a couple more examples of those that won the lottery. Was it what they really wanted, and how did that turn out for them? Oh, wait a second, folks. Who wants you to win the lottery? The government does. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So you want to win the lottery. Think again. I got to break this segment up into two parts. So I've got three more to share with you concerning those that won the lottery. And then I want to show you who really wants you to win the lottery and who profits from you winning the lottery. And the numbers are mad, Youth Talk. They are mad, over the top. Abraham Shakespeare won the $31 million jackpot in Florida in 2006. In 2009, he disappeared, having spent most of his fortune. His body was found in early 2010 under a concrete slab. John Campanelli, writes in the Plain Dealer, a woman who had befriended him and fleeced him for $1.8 million told police that she had been charged in connection with his murder. Okay, of course she was. So you probably better be careful if you do win that lottery, folks. In June of 1997, a man named Billy Bob Harrell Jr., he took the $31 million Texas lottery jackpot, and at first, all was great. Harrell purchased a ranch. He bought a half a dozen homes for himself and other family members. He and his wife and all the kids got new automobiles. He made large contributions to his church. If members of the congregation needed help, Billy Bob was there to help with cash. Steve McVicker in the Houston Press wrote, then suddenly Harold discovered that his life was unraveling almost as quickly as it had come together. Everyone, it seemed, family, friends, fellow worshipers, and strangers, was putting the touch on him. His spending and his lending spiraled out of control. In February, those tensions splintered in his already strained marriage, and tragically, 20 months after winning the lottery, Harold committed suicide. Well, that's not good. Seriously. Suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. I'm just thinking of something here scripturally right now, and I want to throw it out there. When you go to Proverbs 13:11, it tells us, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. That's right. It shall diminish. Let me give you one more. Jack Whitaker of West Virginia was an already wealthy businessman when he won what was, at that time, the largest jackpot ever by a single ticket, garnering him $314.9 million on December 25th, Christmas, 2002. A chain of awful events followed, including his car being broken into twice, first with $545,000 in cash stolen, then later with $200,000 stolen and later recovered. A plot was revealed in which two club employees had planned to drug his drinks and rob him. His granddaughter's boyfriend was found dead in Whitaker's home from an overdose. Whitaker's granddaughter was found dead at a male friend's house after being reported missing. The death was ruled an overdose. Whitaker had a DUI. Whitaker also was sued by Caesars Atlantic City Casino for bouncing $1.5 million worth of checks to cover his gambling losses. Whitaker was sued by a woman who had previously sued him for not paying her money. He claims thieves had stolen it all from him, and Whitaker's daughter was then found dead. He said, I wish I'd torn that ticket up, Whitaker had said. Now, is this what sold you 24/7 by the mainstream media? No! Is this how Vegas sells it to you? No! Is this how casinos and their billboards sell you? No! They got the big smile on their face with hot women and hot guys with a drink in their hand sitting at some roll table or card table and come here and win all your money. Well, folks, they wouldn't have that kingdom if they were losing first and foremost. Let's think about it. Let's think about how this works. If people would just stop and think. The Bible says clearly, whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And by the way, it also tells us, in your patience possess ye your souls. So be patient before you act the fool in going to a casino, friends, to say the least. So you say that you want to win the lottery, do you? Do you? Well, let me say this. The people that I just highlighted said absolutely not. I would have wished I would have ripped the ticket up, the last guy said. Right? Well, who wants you to win the lottery? This is going to offend you. And if it doesn't, I want to ask you the question why it doesn't offend you. Keep in mind, this all used to be illegal in America. And those that legalize that which is illegal, using the law against the law of God, read Mark 7 when you get a moment. It's interesting, they're the ones profiting the most from those that win. What am I talking about? KIRO Channel 7 reported that Mega Million lottery drawing stands at $1.1 billion as of Thursday, an amount of money most of us have trouble even imagining. Okay, this was back in July. But I want you to listen to the statistics here, because this is what's important, okay? He said, in the case of the next Mega Millions jackpot of $1.28 billion, that amount would be $747.2 million. It's a staggering pile of money, but it's not exactly what you would pocket following your win. You ready for this, friends? The federal government, and all but a few state governments, will immediately have their hands out for a bit of your prize. The top federal tax rate is 37% for income over $500,000. The first thing that happens when you turn in the winning ticket is that the federal government takes 24%, just the federal government. Just the federal government takes 24% of the winnings off the top, only to use against you at the end of the day. Just keep that in mind. But the payments don't end there. you will owe the rest of the tax, the difference between the 24% and the 37% at tax time next year. So it's not all cracked up to be what they want you to believe that it is. Okay? So let's say you decide to take the cash option when you win the Mega Millions jackpot. Okay? If the jackpot remains at $1.28 billion for the next drawing, the cash option is $747.2 million. The federal government will immediately take $179,328,000 from that cash option, which is equivalent to 24%, leaving you only $567,872,000. Remember, the rest of your federal tax bill comes out next year, and it will cost you another $97 million out of that cash winning. So when you take the cash option, you will end up with $470,773,045 after federal taxes. Who makes out when you win the lottery, folks? The government does. This is why it used to be illegal, Americans. And they all the well know this is another way to bring money into the coffers to use against the American people at the end of the day. Or to finance some unconstitutional war like they did back in the end of the 90s under Bush. They just keep in mind how this all rolls out. I'm not done yet. That was federal taxes alone. Now it's the state's turn after you win the lottery. State tax rates on lottery winnings vary. If you live in North Dakota, your state tax rate for lottery winning is 2.9%. That means if you take the cash option and the federal and state government both get their shares, you are left with $449,104,245. If you live in New York, get out your wallet because the state tax lottery winning is at 8.82%. Oh my goodness, folks, you are being taxed to death. And who is gaining from you winning the lottery? The federal and state governments are. They take more than you win. The lump sum most New York residents would get after federal and state taxes would be $389,328,245. Additional taxes are charged if you live in New York or Yonkers. If you live in California, Delaware, Florida, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, or Wyoming, there's some good news for you. Those states don't tax lottery winnings. This means if you live in those states and win, you will get $470,773,045. Folks, so you say you want to win the lottery. Those that win the lottery, they don't seem to be very happy. As a matter of fact, several of them said, friends, they wish they would have never won or they should have ripped up the ticket. But you never hear that coming from the federal or the state government, who, by the way, through the media, continuously promotes you going into the store and buying a lottery ticket. I want you to remember when the Lord said it's the 10th commandment in Exodus 20, thou shalt not covet. There is a reason that gambling used to be illegal in this country, and now they say it's legal. Let me say this. That which counters God's moral law and the Constitution is null and void. Americans, you're being used to transfer money back over to federal and state governments to go ahead and steal your tax coffers to do what they will, to reallocate them to work against you at every given turn. Pay attention to what's going on, folks, because at the end, it's all self-inflicting, Numbers 32:23.
Ladies and gentlemen, can and will change your life. You simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.